comic books, video games, anime, sci-fi. If you've been made fun of for it, we're probably going to talk about it.
Get those nerds!
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 You're listening to Nerd Radio.
Welcome to this week's Nerd Radio, wherever you get your podcasts and all over your social media at Nerd Radio 101. My name is Chuck Bean. I am joined, as usual, by the usual cast of characters, Al Beck and James from Dave and Chuck the Freak.
What's up? What's up?
Sitting in. Yes. We are
post... Are we the usual cast, or are we an unusual cast? It would be nice if I could have used actual words.
You're the unusual cast.
I feel like we're like the new usual cast.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's been some changes. There's been some shakeups at
the
Nerd Radio.
Shake-up.
Yeah, a little bit.
And it's freaking awesome, James, that you've joined us.
Yeah.
No, thank you. I appreciate that.
Greatly appreciate having you in.
Finally, some appreciation for
for all
whatever
work
it is
do.
I do.
Right? Even like, James doesn't know what it is
yeah,
he does.
You know, I don't really know. People, you go to the Thanksgiving. We just had Thanksgiving recently, and people want to talk to you about your job.
Yeah.
Like, well, you know, I do this stuff on this morning radio show. And
right.
And then you got to explain to them what the hell a podcast is. And,
right.
It's just like, oh, you just want to beat your head in the wall.
Yeah. Well, if there's anyone, which I doubt listening to this, they probably are familiar, but if there's anyone unfamiliar with what you mean by whatever it is James does, just find him on social media and it'll become clear immediately.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Like, so you like to make weird videos and you put them on the internet? Why? Like, I don't know, like virtual high fives, I guess. I like the likes.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
because if you do it for long enough and you get enough people liking it, then eventually someone says, hey, I'll pay you to do it.
Exactly. Yes. And that's the ultimate goal.
That's the new American dream, right?
Yeah. My whole life has been on a quest for the easiest way to make the most amount of
right.
money possible.
I can't imagine it's all been easy, James.
No. There's been a lot of downfalls. About 3 failed businesses.
But at the same time, now you get appreciation for like all the stuff you do in your off time. Like
yeah, exactly.
Playing video games.
Exactly. You have the finer appreciation for
watching some wrestling.
Yeah. Like you never realize how much you enjoy burning one and just watching grown men run around, wrestle around in their underwear on a Monday or Tuesday night.
For sure.
You're like, man, this is the life.
So you mentioned the holiday weekend. Did you guys have a good holiday?
Yeah, it was a great holiday.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I worked some, but it was quiet. And I think I told you about this, Al, when I saw you on Monday morning. But my girlfriend, Amy,
mm-hmm.
who when I went and got the Switch, I told her back in the summer, I got the Nintendo Switch. And I'm like, this is Christmas. Like, it just happened to be
Christmas in July, man.
Right. It just happened
exactly.
to be in July. Because I got it specifically to play like Mario Kart. And when Smash Brothers comes out, we're going to get that. And then the Pokemon game, which just came out. And I got it. And I've been playing that for about a week. So she sits down on Thanksgiving in the morning and is like, okay, I'm going to put something in the crock pot and then I'm going to finally try out this Pokemon game or something like that. I haven't seen my Switch in like a week.
It's gone.
Well, that's how it happens.
It's long gone.
Your Switch belongs to Amy now.
It does.
So I hope you got a good Black Friday deal and go get a new one.
I almost did. Do either of you guys participate in Black Friday at all? Because I feel like in this room, like this is not a Black Friday participation room.
I am way too antisocial for Black Friday.
That's what I thought.
I would take advantage of a Cyber Monday because I can do it for my underpants, but Black Friday? No.
I didn't participate this year, but I have years past. Not out of like enjoyment or pleasure,
right?
But for the necessity to save this $50,
sure.
I will get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I will stand outside your store Target because I need this Xbox 360 and I will knock a soccer mom in the mouth
right.
To get it. That's what it comes to.
Well, yeah, but there was some really good deals on what the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4.
Oh,
they
yeah,
knocked like $100 off those things.
My God, I got a PS4 with the Spider-Man for $200.
Oh, you
that's
did get a PS4.
I got one. Yeah,
oh, nice.
I haven't set it up. I feel guilty. I don't know why, but every time I buy like a thing like that I know it's not going to get as much use out of it as what I could probably use
right.
it for.
Yeah, yeah.
I always feel guilty. I'm like, I just spent $200 on the system and I know it's going to sit, you know, 4 days out of the week, it's going to sit there.
Sure.
I'll play it for 2 hours and then it's going to sit there again until I find another free few moments to go in and play the game. But luckily, because I've been complaining about I wanted to get this Black Friday deal so much, you know, during the morning show, and everybody started sending me messages. Hey, Meyer, Target
Games,
Best
GameStop.
Buy,
yeah.
GameStop,
yeah.
You name it. They got the Spider-Man deal for $1.99 right now. So I got my Black Friday deal on, I don't know.
Like Tuesday.
Like Green Tuesday.
Like yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Really?
Huh. Yeah, so I took advantage of that, and now I didn't have to get up early, and I didn't have to like skip out on Thanksgiving dinner to go try to fight soccer moms for video games.
Yeah,
I understand soccer moms, your kids that want to play games, they need to be rewarded or whatever. But
they want that fork knife.
Yeah. I'm looking for that fork knife.
Fork
game.
Knife. I like that. That's hilarious.
Fork knife. It's like when the forks battle with knives.
Right.
You know, they're very anti against each other. And then the sporks get involved.
That's the third army.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm always doing the overnight on Black Friday, so I always look the deals
up. Didn't you Black Friday last year, though? I seem to remember you, like, leaving the radio station and going somewhere.
I typically will. I'll look up all the deals, and I'll find a couple that, like, hey, if those are still there, then I'm gonna go to the store, and if they're there, then I'll buy them, and if they're not, no big deal. Yeah. Whatever, like that. There's never anything that, like, I gotta have that. I'll punch a baby if I have to. Yeah. I need that thing. And last year I did it, and I went to Target, and I found like two of the four things they were supposed to be on sale. And then I was standing in line behind three or four people, and I was like, what am I doing? I don't need these. I need to go to bed.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I need sleep.
Yeah.
I noticed this year I wouldn't have gone out except that Walmart did a thing where they had, Doom and Diablo 3 on sale for the PlayStation 4 for, something stupid, like $10, $12, something like that.
Yeah.
However, they forgot to update their computers for which systems it was for. So people were getting there like Thursday night and picking up the Switch versions, which only just came out a month ago and are like $60 for $12.
Oh, man.
So I was like, all right, I'm going to go to my local Walmart. If they happen to have it, cool. If they don't, they did. And they didn't. They were all gone.
Was it like a Black Friday glitch in your favor?
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Was it the Switch that you got super cheap that you could for a glitch?
Switch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got on a Target.
You got a Switch glitch?
I got a Switch glitch.
Nice.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's better than having a glitched Switch.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. Hey, like or a glitch to Fallout 76.
Well, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
That one almost felt illegal when you got that Switch deal.
I know. I was like, this can't possibly. I was like, you just kind of put it in the coat.
Well, it worked out. It worked out. And now you've lost it.
Yeah, exactly. No longer, now it's Amy's.
It's Amy's now.
Now it's Amy's. Now I am double.
Now you're going to pay a regular price.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you still come out ahead.
That's your karma. That's your karma coming back.
Now I'm double guessing whether or not I want to get Smash Brothers when it comes out.
Yeah.
But I feel like she has to play that with me, so.
Well, yeah, it's no fun playing by yourself.
Right.
I mean, some games.
let's talk about some headlines. Things going on in the world of nerds.
Okay.
This week. First thing I got up, let's cover the sad stuff first, and then we can bring it back around and make it happy. The cause of death for Stan Lee has been revealed. After a couple of weeks, it was a heart failure and respiratory failure with aspiration pneumonia mixed in there. So, you know, we know that how he went.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a 92-year-old.
Yeah,
you know, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, the classic geriatrics killer.
Yeah. Right.
It's too bad, but obviously it's, you know,
my dad was in his 60s around this time last year, and that's when he hit pneumonia. And it was downhill from there, man.
Yeah.
It was rough. So pneumonia is no joke.
It's crazy how bad pneumonia is. Well, it's 2018. You know, to me, that's like hearing you died of dysentery or whatever. Like, you can still die from pneumonia. Like, it's still like a serious, you know.
Yeah, when you start getting later in years, like if you or I caught pneumonia, probably not a big deal.
Yeah, probably still show up to work,
you know. Give us another 30, 40 years.
Well, give me about 5 more years. And I'm praying for death.
Yeah,
I was going to say, it depends on your diet. And I think Al has the best diet of the three of us. So he's going to be all right.
I don't know about that.
I'm not saying your diet is great. I'm saying it's better than mine.
Ooh, well, okay.
Better, like, enjoyable? He's got the more enjoyable diet?
No, like, he probably eats way better than I do.
Oh, my Weight Watchers might be able to take on Al.
All right.
Al's That's diet.
No,
have you been slimming down, Al?
I don't even change the subject. Yeah, we're talking about Ben. Yeah.
Stan Lee. Well, you're looking good.
Oh,
looking
thank
good.
You.
I mean, that in a totally platonic way.
Means a lot coming from James.
Yeah for sure.
He notices. Once again, check out his social media if you don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Check out my social media. I'm going to put a picture of Al with his shirt off.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go. No one needs that.
Flex it, Al. Let's see those pecs. Make them bounce.
I said flex it!
Yeah.
I am.
Either you guys big SpongeBob fans? SpongeBob SquarePants?
No, that was not ever a part of my experience.
It's a little bit off my radar. I know it because it's been using a lot of memes, but I know But apparently the creator died yesterday at 57.
Yeah, that's young.
Yeah, he was apparently battling ALS.
Yeah.
The Lou Gehrig's disease since March, I guess. So.
Yeah, we're talking about on the morning shows. Yeah. He was just diagnosed back in the spring.
Like last year. Earlier this year.
Yeah.
Or like March or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy that it sets in that fast. Unless it must have just been a certain, it just hit him that way. Because I feel like I know people who suffer from it and, you know, they've been around for a while.
Like, yeah, I think it matters on how severe it is and when they get to it kind of thing or something like that. It's like, what does Michael J. Fox have? Parkinson's. And I remember when he was first diagnosed with Parkinson's, like not knowing what Parkinson's is, just like, oh, well, I guess we're never going to see Michael J. Fox again. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he's still around.
A couple years later, he's doing stuff.
He did a whole sitcom. Was it that Sin City or whatever?
Spin City, I think he left Spin City because of the diagnosis, I believe.
Oh, okay.
That was back in the 90s, and then Charlie Sheen replaced him.
Uh-huh.
But he had the Michael J. Fox show, which only did a season. That was like within the last 5 years he did that.
Yeah, because that was on NBC.
You know a lot about Michael J. Fox. I can't believe you. Who would know that fact? Like, he actually did the Michael J. Fox show.
One season
on NBC.
Listen, I don't have friends, okay?
That's what the internet's for,
Entertainment is my life, yeah. But it only did the one season, and it was a little uncomfortable because there was a lot of Parkinson's jokes,
yeah.
Which I think was meant to sort of
like the Michael J. Fox autograph with just a bunch of scribbles or whatever?
Right, he was doing them. I mean, like,
he was making the jokes, so I think it was trying to normalize it.
I believe in the show, I did watch a couple episodes of that show. I mean, I like Michael J. Fox.
Yeah,
you know,
me too.
Back
to
the Future.
Yeah, exactly. Like Michael J.
Exactly.
Fox.
So, like, there was a scene in the show where he's like serving up the peas for his family, and he's obviously he's got Parkinson's, so his hands shaking, and one of the kids like, maybe one of us should do that, Dad, or whatever.
Oh,
like,
my Lord.
So I mean, like, there was a lot of jokes about
that's
Parkinson's.
Pretty good. Like, yeah. I don't know how I feel if I saw that. Wow, that's incredibly hilarious, but also wow.
Have you guys ever seen that spoon that's got the thing in it so that people with Parkinson's can still eat?
No,
like,
I didn't.
It's got like the gimbal or whatever.
Yeah, it's got a little gimbal in it.
Those cameras for selfies.
Right, the spoon.
Oh, no kidding.
The spoon stays level while your hand, you know, jerks around because Parkinson's
great.
Something like that, and then you can, you know, still get it where you need it.
Selfie technology put to good use.
Huh, that's fantastic.
No, I had no idea. That's cool.
Yeah. Some of the stuff to look forward to on the calendar. We've got the Game Awards coming up in just a couple of weeks. I think it's actually next week, December 6th. The big video game awards thing, which they're saying that they're going to show us. Not only do you get to find out what game of the year is according to the Game Awards, but usually they'll preview what you're going to get to see next year.
Oh, I got big bucks. Fortnite.
Fortnite for
game of the year.
Yeah.
Like I can't think of a game that's more popular this year.
I would not be surprised.
I'm not saying I'm voting for Fortnite before people are like,
right.
Fortnite's for babies.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
You
right.
know, you big,
well, don't
whatever
worry.
You're going to call me.
Don't worry, James. This is a safe place. No one listens to this.
Are you kidding? A couple hundred people listen
Perfect.
To this. Damn
couple
it.
Hundred, man. Well, if you couple hundred have anything to say about me and my opinion of Fortnite, I'm not saying I love the game.
Right.
I'm not saying it should be game of the year, but I feel like that's what'll end up being game of the year.
Right. Well, we've established you're more of a PUBG guy. Than
yeah,
a
absolutely.
Fortnite guy.
I like the adult violence of PUBG instead of the cartoony drink a potion. I like to actually see the blood and the gore. You know, if I'm going to hack a guy with a machete, I want to see blood, not like numbers, different colored numbers fly off of their bodies.
Yeah, but we'll see between games like Spider-Man, Red Dead Redemption 2, God of War, Monster Hunter, whole bunch of games. And then, you know, like I said, we'll get to see what we're going to be excited about coming up in 2019.
How old is Fortnite? How long has that been out?
I was playing it this time last year.
Yeah, I was going to say about 2 years, maybe.
Is it? Okay. I was just curious.
I don't know. Yeah, you got the internet in front of you?
I'm working on it. I'm bad at, you know, internet.
You don't know how to use the Google machine.
No, I don't. I'm a 97-year-old man, as like, well documented.
When did Ninja make it big? Like, when did he start getting notoriety?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good. You talk about the YouTube streamer Ninja.
Yeah.
See, now I've got something to look up as well.
Because I feel like he made it big on Fortnite. But I mean, maybe Fortnite was around a lot longer than what I remember. But like I remember, so my first experience with Fortnite,
July 25th, 2017.
Okay.
Oh,
I mean, maybe it won't be even qualified for game of the year if it came out in 2017. But is that like the Battle Royale mode?
I don't know.
Because Fortnite actually has two different modes. And the reason why I never picked up Fortnite when like the PUBG Fortnite all was like hitting the scene, because I thought it was all about building forts and defending it from like zombie hordes coming at you.
Yeah.
And that's like a game you can actually buy, you can pay for, you pop it in and play. But then they came out with the free Battle Royale mode, which is like the PUBG, you know, 1 versus 99 or whatever. Gameplay. So I was always like really confused with what it was. I've never felt like more of an old man than I do these last couple of years trying to get back into gaming, trying to get back into wrestling, like trying to pick up all the toys that I put down like years ago and blowing the dust off. I'm like, oh my God, I should be wearing the pens soon. I have no idea. I'm going to be pooping myself. I'm not going to be able to hold my pee. My pee is going to be coming out like syrup.
Jeez, you aren't kidding. This ninja guy just Fortnite streams everything.
Does he?
Well, finally, yeah. He makes like $1 million a month or whatever.
Yeah, I guess. If that's, you know.
Does he do that through that Twitch or whatever?
Yeah,
YouTube. I'm looking at his YouTube channel.
Yeah, because you can just take
everything down from Twitch and put it on YouTube, and they're even set up to where you click a button on Twitch, and whatever you have there, it just goes right to YouTube as well. They're like archive. Or whatever.
Okay, see, now I'm hitting some PUBG and some Halo 3.
Yeah, but his main game, I believe, is Fortnite.
Yeah, I'm sure. It looks like he's been doing it for at least 5 years or so, but you know, he probably didn't come to power. It's weird how that happens with streamers too. How there's like a particular game you associate with a particular streamer. Because I remember that Markiplier guy when he blew up. It was all about the Five Nights at Freddy's.
Markiplier.
Games. Yeah, that's his. You just wanted to say it.
It sounded
like fun.
Yeah,
Markiplier sounds like a tool you buy at the hardware store. I know why I started in hardware. Markiplier.
The Binford Markiplier 2000.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Other stuff we look forward to on the calendar: Into the Spider-Verse coming out. I believe it's December 14th. It's going to hit the theaters. Already pegged for a sequel and a spinoff.
God. For real?
Not even hit the theater yet, and they're already like, "Yeah, we got to make another one of these." Like it's the ahead of time buzz is good enough that they're like,
"Hold their horses a little bit. Let's see what it actually does at the box office." Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but my opinion from seeing the previews of this, I'm not even remotely interested.
Oh no,
this is already interested.
Because I love in the comics that they've done this with like these alternate reality Spider-Man. This is already my favorite Spider-Man movie.
Okay, see, I don't understand all of these different alternate realities and stuff like. So I didn't realize what it's like Spider Pig, but it's not Spider Pig. He's like Ham.
Peter Porker or Spider Ham.
That's what it was.
Spider Ham.
But I'm like, I just don't get it. I'm like, are they taken from The Simpsons when Homer had like Spider Pig?
Spider Pig.
Yeah. I'm like, is that where this comes from? I don't know. But like the previews and stuff, I'm not into it. I guess I want like the live action.
Sure.
I'm so used to like the sweet like Avengers, Infinity War, stuff.
That was a thing I was going to bring up too. Is that as we're talking right now, it is Wednesday morning at about 11:30.
Yeah.
The rumor is that Avengers 4 trailers today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I was reading that last night.
Not that I'll watch it anyway, but
no, I know you're not on board for the trailer at all whatsoever. But like Marvel is supposed to announce something today, and I guess it was around this time last year that they dropped the Avengers trailer.
I'm an emotional mess right now. I don't know what to do.
Yeah,
I want to see it, but I also love the Al Beck theory. And if you know you're going to go see the movie, don't watch a trailer because it's going to spoil stuff. And I've adopted that since you told me about it.
Right.
But damn, man, I think I gotta watch this one.
Right.
If it comes out today, I think I gotta watch it.
I don't know. The thing that started the whole thing, just the quick recap, was
Star
seeing
Wars.
Force Awakens. Yes.
Yeah.
And the Darth Vader, burnt out Darth Vader relic. And the first time I saw that was on the big screen, and that was so cool to me. And then I mentioned it. We were in this very room with Ken, and I mentioned that. And his response was, oh, well, I saw that in the trailer. And that sealed the deal for me, that if I know I'm going to go see a movie, I won't watch the trailer anymore after that moment.
Right.
You know, because of how cool that scene was and the fact that Ken, that was his response. I'd seen that in the trailer.
Mm-hmm. Well, you even brought up, I don't know if this is going to be too much of a spoiler, but in Thor Ragnarok, there's a big fight scene. And
I don't think it's a spoiler because it was in the trailer.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
So when he's fighting the Hulk, you know, and whatever the planet he was on, you had said, you know, in that scene, I don't know if you didn't see the trailer or you saw the trailer. And
I had seen that
so
trailer.
So you saw the trailer, but you're saying how big of a moment would that have been in the movie
when the
had
Hulk
not saw the trailer,
right.
Not realizing the Incredible Hulk's going to come out. You know, it's going to be Hulk versus Thor.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, you blew my mind.
Yeah, because the trailer shows
he convinced
Thor
you.
Yeah, it was like
Hulk
the first time
fighting.
I saw a naked lady. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
That is an incredible theory.
You're welcome, James.
Thank you.
Yeah, they're saying that.
Glad I could give you that naked lady experience.
Yeah.
Tonight, the ArcLight Hollywood is hosting a special screening of the film with the Russos. So they're saying they might, maybe it'll be tonight. Also, I guess next week is the first issue of the Prelude comic. They always do these comics that take place right before the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll have to have the title, whatever the title of the next Avengers movie, on that comic.
Yeah.
So they're saying between that. Those two events is like maybe I think it's going to be tonight.
Yeah, dude, I'm so far behind on the movies anyway that I think I still haven't seen Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Oh my Lord, we need to talk. I got them all on Blu-ray.
Yeah,
what you need, Al? I'll be your Blu-ray like dealer. You know?
I can't remember which
I
came out.
I got Infinity War. I got Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Well, Infinity War I saw with you Panther. Actually. You and I went to the one of the pre-screenings.
That's right.
Ooh.
Yeah. But which one is more recent, Deadpool 2 or that? Because either way, whichever one's more recent, that's where I left off.
Ant-Man is more recent.
No, I meant between Infinity War and Deadpool 2. Because I saw both of those.
Infinity War came out after Deadpool.
Okay, so point is, I've seen both of those. I haven't seen anything since.
Anything past. So yeah. Ant-Man and
yeah, those came out around the same time, I believe.
Yeah.
Didn't Deadpool right around come there, out yeah. just after Infinity War?
Deadpool was, I think, February, because I think it was around Valentine's Day. And then okay. Infinity wow. War was like March.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen, you might be right. Yeah, I think you're right.
I haven't seen Venom yet. I think same other stuff.
Which I had this pulled up too. Apparently the Blu-ray for that is hitting the 18th.
Venom?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fast.
That was a quick turnaround. Yeah. I mean, apparently it did real well in the theaters. It did better than they expected.
Yeah, it did real well worldwide. I think just like domestically was okay. I think once it hit China, it kind of exploded.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'll give you my take on the movie. It's good. It's weird because it's like I'm used to the other like Venom origin story.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So I feel like for this first one, they had their hands full trying to like have a story make sense. They do an okay job. And I feel like with some of the roles were miscast, but there's a cutscene that sets up one of the most epic, greatest like Spider-Man movies possible. If they can pull it off like they pull off the Avengers,
right?
It'll be exciting. Mm-hmm. But it's a good movie to watch. It was enjoyable. Like my mom liked it. I took my mom to see it, and she liked it.
Oh, nice.
That's cool.
So,
well, here's a question for you guys, because you know you just mentioned the origin story for Venom. Obviously, a lot of the actors that we know from the Marvel universe are all wrapping up. You know, like Chris Evans isn't going to be Captain America anymore.
Right.
But they've got more plans for movies. Do you guys want to see just new actors plugged into these roles? Do you want to see some of the characters disappear? Do you need a revamp of characters? I mean, or can we just James Bond it and be like, and it's a different actor now? Like, what are your thoughts on that? Because I am exhausted with the origin story after origin story and rehashing.
Oh, yeah, I hope
like,
they don't reboot
how
everything
many
from
times
the
do we have to see Batman's origin?
I would like to see them do with the guys, you know, the Avengers that aren't going to have their own movies anymore. I'd like to see them do what they did, like, in the Spider-Man movie with Iron Man, maybe a little less. Like, have them show up as a supporting cast in somebody else's movie.
Yeah, I think that's actually a great idea.
Right. Hey, Chris Evans, we're not going to hold you down to three more Captain America movies or something, but can you come be Captain America for a week?
Yeah. We've got a 5-minute scene where you need to just throw the shield around a little bit, you know?
Right, exactly.
So that would limit the use of Captain America. Because, I mean, like, aren't like a lot of them wrapping up? Like, pretty much all of the main actors?
Yeah, it seems like all the main Avengers actors are, you know, just kind of wrapping up.
So we're just going to start, like, relying on Fing Fang Foom or something?
Well, that's what everyone expects, is that Sebastian Stan is going to take the shield because Bucky becomes Captain America in the comics.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'd rather see, you know, Tony Stark show up for 5 minutes of a movie.
Yeah. But you would prefer only see Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark instead of recasting him and just being like, well, this is Tony Stark now. Like, as I mentioned, like James Bond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, how many different actors have played Bond and there's never any sort of...
I think inevitably they're going to recast them anyways.
Yeah.
Hopefully they don't recast them and then decide to start over with an origin story.
That's what
again.
I'm saying. That's what I would like to avoid that. Continue the story as we've gotten to this point, whatever it is.
They have to
13,
swap somebody out.
Like,
I prefer to see him making cameos like Chuck suggested.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if they decide they're going to continue the Captain America franchise or whatever, and Chris Evans is not going to be a part of it, don't go back to him being frozen and thawed out and fighting Red Skull. We've seen it. We've seen it enough times. We've seen it in the 80s. You know, we've seen it already
now. Not that many people saw it in the 80s.
Well, I did. I think I rented that thing multiple times. And then if I can catch it on Netflix, that's also a good one.
I was going to say, was that the motorcycle helmet shield?
Which one I'm talking about. He's seen it.
I have.
He owns it on Blu-ray.
It was
like, why would Al?
Yes. It was. I did see it. They did release that on Blu-ray, which is hilarious.
It's probably like a 30-year theatrical,
But it was a great bit on Conan's show when Captain America was coming out, the first one.
Yeah.
And the big news was like the amount of money that was spent on this. And he kept doing this like, we've got an exclusive scene from the brand new Captain America movie. He would play a scene from that stupid 80s movie. And he did it every night for weeks. It's like,
brilliant.
We've got it. We've got an exclusive preview. And it's that stupid 80s movie.
I love Conan.
I was going to say, speaking of Conan, that's a thing that Paul Rudd does every time he's on Conan.
Yeah.
He plays the same.
Well, I can't remember what the movie is, but it's the same scene from some terrible 80s movie.
Every single time
he goes in there to play his, you know, like, oh, here's my scene from Wanderlust. And it's always that stupid...
That's funny.
Yeah, I can't remember what movie that is, though.
I don't remember. It's one of those...
Something in Me or whatever, right?
Yeah, it's one of those
alien dude.
Strange 80s movies where, like, they're trying to recreate E.T.
Yeah. Like they're like, yeah, like a, got a little alien friend and some character right. in a wheelchair.
Oh my lord!
Rolls down the hill and into like a
the story gets
quarry.
Better and better as you tell me more, Al. Please,
he does it please every tell me more. Single time. Yeah.
Well, speaking of aliens, the last thing on the calendar I wanted to bring up, and I'm going to bring it up more, is it's coming out. Bumblebee's hitting theaters December 21st.
Oh, yeah, we're my man John Cena.
We're starting to get more commercials on TV showing more of the robots and John Cena and everything like that. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I love me some Transformers. I'm so excited. I'm going to bring it up every week.
Well, I know you will. It's a good thing for you, James, is here now. We give Chuck a hard time when he brings up Transformers usually.
Why? What's the beef with Transformers? You got to fill me in.
Nothing.
Here.
He's Nothing? Just really excited about it. We like to poo poo it.
Yeah, that's the thing I'm super nerdy about. And everybody else is like, yeah, I mean, it's a toy. It's fun.
No, I mean, I thought the movies were good for a while. I kind of got bored with them. Like, I felt like it was just the same.
Yeah.
Like, kind of formulaic, you know? But now I'm excited for Bumblebee because my man John Cena.
John Cena's going to be,
Looks like I thought he was going to be more involved, like the Mark Wahlberg character in the past Transformers.
No, it looks like he's the bad guy. Yeah.
Like John Cena going to be the bad guy. John Cena makes the Transformers heel turn? What is happening here? I still oil up your muscles, John. Don't worry. I'm still oiling you up.
How hilarious is it going to be if like Bumblebee gives a little five-knuckle shuffle?
Oh, that would be awesome. That'd be an Easter egg that I wouldn't mind seeing.
Yeah, for sure. Because that's always
bad guy. You're saying
I think he's gonna be the bad guy.
That'd
be
cool.
He's a military guy, and the military is hunting down Bumblebee, and they join up with the Decepticons.
Didn't they try to? I think this was like before you got back into it, James. But Chuck, you were probably watching. I got back into wrestling very briefly years ago,
right?
And they tried to turn him heel. And I don't feel like it worked very well.
I think he started as a heel.
Yeah,
didn't he?
He started as a bad guy. But
I wasn't watching when he started.
That was when he was doing his
the white guy rapper.
Yeah, Word Life Thugonomics dude. Yeah. But he was so good at rapping, like just freestyle rapping, that the crowd got behind him. It was like, this guy is great.
What is he? Is he good, or the crowd get behind him because his lyrics are cheesy and kind of funny?
Well, they are cheesy and funny. That's for sure.
Most of the times I would watch him rap, I'm like, how the hell did John Cena make it with lyrics like that?
He made a whole album.
Like, I know, I know.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Elias has an album too, and I don't.
Well, that's true.
So, you know, like, it's not hard to get an album if you work in the WWE and you have some sort of musical talent, like just a little scotch
for
of
sure.
talent, you know.
Yeah,
for
sure. I'm not really on the up and up on the extended WWE universe. Yeah. I remember when Mick Foley wrote a book, and I was like, a wrestler wrote a book?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially Mick Foley, the guy who got hit in the head that many times.
I know, who's a super intelligent guy, really.
He is.
Yeah.
It's actually a good read. I read his book and I read The Rock's book when those came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember Foley, he had two. I don't know if
three.
He. Three? Okay, I bought two of them.
Wow, the first one came out with three books.
The first one's really good. The second one is also really good. The third one, not as interesting. Yeah. But still, I mean, if you enjoy a Mick Foley book, it's worth reading.
It's the first
remember,
one.
Mankind.
Yeah. Kind of weirded out because he's talking about like being aroused when he met his wife and stuff. And
yeah.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Wow, this is kind of heavy for an 11th grader, Mick.
I need to picture grade. Mankind with an erection.
Yeah, with Sacco. I'm like, what's he using Sacco for?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, we talked getting aroused.
That's why they always lose their minds when he puts Sacco in their mouth.
Yeah, because
they
know where it's the mandible claw.
They know where it's been.
He's using his pleasure time brag.
Tap out! I'm tapping out!
No more.
Yeah, you know, I could be inventing this, but in my mind, but I seem to remember that second book, Foley is Good, was originally Foley is God, and they changed it.
It was
fans used to have that sign Foley is God.
Yeah, he explained in the book that he wanted to call it Foley is Good because he saw the sign and he was like, look, I'm not God. But
he's very humble.
Got you. Okay, because right. I think I bought it and I never got around to reading it. So
right.
But I could have sworn when that book came out, it was originally Foley is God, but that makes more sense.
There is a great story. I think it's from the first book of them doing one of the house shows, which there's no cameras on and stuff like that. And house shows are great. So in the same way that when you go to a show, like I think Raw's coming in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You stick around after the show's over and they do one more match. And that's called a dark match because all the cameras are off. And those are always great because the wrestlers can goof off a little bit.
Sure.
And there was a match they had with Mick Foley as Mankind, Stone Cold Steve Austin. I believe The Rock was a part of it.
Oh, my God. My dream. WWE Attitude Era dream team right now.
And, then Kane was there, too. And this was when Kane still had the full mask. So you could see his face. Yeah. And he was wearing the full, you know, like onesie. And at the time, one of the wrestlers that was big was the Godfather.
I remember him. Yeah. And he
was aboard the whole train.
Right. Yeah. His catchphrase being "Pimpin' Ain't Easy."
Yeah, yeah, I remember him.
And before they started the match, because it was supposed to be a tag team match, I can't remember. One of them picks up the mic and says something about, I saw Mick Foley coming down to the ring tonight, and he's looking really haggard, and he's making it. You can tell when you watch Mick Foley walk that limping ain't easy. They all started laughing, and then somebody was like, "You know what? I was in the hotel this morning, and I was watching Forrest Gump. And if there's one lesson I took away from it, it's that shrimping ain't easy." Yeah. And they left, like, you know, doing that stuff, and all three of them did it because they were trying to get Kane to laugh.
Oh, okay,
because
gotcha.
He had the mask,
character.
Right? Because
awesome.
He had the mask on, so like he could laugh all he wants, and you wouldn't know it. But eventually, you could just see his belly moving up and down,
and he's just
got his head down in the turn. They're like, "Yeah, we got him."
That's awesome.
Nice.
That's my favorite part of the Mankind book.
I never realized they did all those dark matches either.
Oh, they're so much fun.
So
yeah,
because I know SmackDown was in town most recently. I know they were, like, we left, like, once I know that what they filmed for TV was done.
Yeah.
But plus, I have such an early bedtime because I live with a senior citizen.
That could be rough too.
So like we had to leave, and they're like, "You know, there's still more wrestling. I'm like, "Well, but I don't know what it's going to be." But to see like a lineup like that, like even a current, like from the current roster. Mm-hmm. I would stick around for that, you know?
Yeah, it's always the highlight. Every time I go to see the WWE, it's always the highlight of the night is getting to see who's going to be in the dark match and what kind of goofballery is going to occur.
Goofballery. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, well, that's enough goofballery for us. For Nerd Radio.
Yeah, stay tuned for more.
Stay tuned for more. There's a little bit more of the show to go.
Never-ending goofballery here on Nerd Radio.
We're going to take a break. We've taken up about a half hour of your time here. So
nonsense.
You're welcome.
Yeah. That's right. That's what you tune in for.
Yeah.
You did it to yourself. All right, we're coming back. We're coming
Nerd
back.
Nerd Radio, punch your
subscribe button.
Punch that subscribe button. You did it to yourself.
You did it to yourself. Goofballery.
Yep.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Real to me, damn it.
Pause that game. It's time for more Nerd Radio.
I don't want to see it.
Welcome back. It's Nerd Radio on your podcast page, all over wherever you get podcasts, and all over your social media. Nerd Radio 101. James still hanging out with us on the show today.
Yeah.
Loving the Ninja Turtle shirt, by the way.
Thank you, man. Bebop and Rocksteady.
I love it. Absolutely.
Yeah, the two greatest, like, power force and cartoon villainery.
Right.
I didn't say that. If it's a real word.
Shirt's really sick.
Thanks.
Yep. Kyle also joining us this week. How you been, Kyle?
I'm pretty good. Thank you for having me.
We're going to do a thing we haven't done on the show in a while. Me and Jefferson used to do this all the time. We're going to demo a game that we've talked about on the show, the Transformers card game, because you said you were somewhat interested
in it. Yes, I have been watching Transformers since I was a wee lad.
Same here.
Sounds like it's going to get real nerdy in here.
Oh, very. Exceptionally nerdy. Yeah. If you start getting real sleepy or something like that, I won't take offense.
I smell the stench of the nerd like I was radiating from you guys.
Like we were saying earlier, usually when I bring up Transformers, Al's like, that's nice.
That's funny. Are you the same way with Al when he starts talking MASH?
No, see, I like MASH.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, yes, tell me more.
It's funny. It's
like he's like the sensei, and I'm like, yeah, tell me more about MASH.
Danielson.
Things I don't know. But yeah, Transformers, Wizards of the Coast came out with a Transformers card game about a month ago. And in fact, they just released a new starter set for it that is the big Autobot City Metroplex you can play as.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
Which is kind of fun. Yeah, you'll see here. You can see the packs are kind of a little bit bigger, and the Metroplex card is like even bigger. Like it's a 8.5 by 11 card. It's huge.
Ridiculous.
So is that bigger the card, the better the card?
Well, they tried to make the robots themselves a bigger card than normal so that you can flip them. So, like, one side's the car, the plane, and then the other side is the robot itself.
Gotcha.
But I went to my local gaming store, picked up a couple packs, and we're going to kind of demo the game real quick. Typically, when you play, you'll see, let's open the packs.
Let's see what we get.
We should be videotaping this and putting the videos on YouTube.
I know, right?
Make sure you
do it right in the mic, too, so our card game listeners get that.
ASMR, nerd radio.
There you go, that pop of opening up a pack of cards. So, you get you get one Transformer in each pack, and then you get, I think it's 7 cards for your deck. And the way you're supposed to build your deck in this game is...
Dinobot Slug.
Oh, nice!
Don't think I've ever heard of that one.
The way you're supposed to build, if you look on the for you, it would be the dinosaur mode. There's a bunch of stars in the bottom left-hand corner. Those tell you how many points the guys are worth, and you can build your team to up to 25 points when you make your dude. For the purposes of our demo, we'll just play with the guys we opened here.
Nice.
And then use the 7 cards instead of the 40-card deck as our thing. I got RC. I'm pumped. I was looking for her.
Oh, that's cool.
Sweet. All right. So I need to mention, too, that Kyle brought in his what is that called?
So this is a playmat from the 2015 Detroit Grand Prix for Magic, and it's got the old train station in the background, and it's got this
it's like a manticore that's all
it's a chimera.
This is pretty sweet. Okay.
It's a chimera, and it's got a lion head, a piston head or a horse. And then it's got a tiger head, and then it's got red wings. So if you don't know, we have 4 sports teams, the Lions, the Tigers, the Red Wings, and the Pistons.
And the Pistons.
So
all
teams
represented.
Are represented, and it's this chimera, and it's super cool.
Yeah, the art is real neat on it, but it cracks me up that, like, I'm not one of the, like, I don't sleeve my cards. I don't put a playmat down.
I'm invested.
Corners. Yeah.
You know, bend your corners and you're going to lose the value of those
cards. I know. I'm terrible.
That is also like the nerdiest and also like the most sports related item I think I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen nerds and sports combine in such
in
a
one,
way.
Yeah. In one thing.
Yeah. It's just actually cool. I like the artwork too.
Oh yeah. So
just like old school D&D like. Books,
yeah, for sure. Like
know,
that should
Master
be,
Guide.
Yeah. Or that should be a Magic the Gathering card of some sort.
Oh yeah, the Detroit Chimera
put together, right? Exactly.
If our lions don't bust you in the face with whatever that flaming mace is he's got attached to his hand, the piston will breathe fire right down your throat.
Right.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, you got Dinobot Slug. I've got RC who turns into a motorcycle, and we're gonna fight him out. As on the card, you can see on either side they've got an attack, which is the orange with the sword.
Okay.
They've got a health, which is the next thing, the red with the little heart, and then they've got a defense, which is blue. When you attack a guy, you have to push through the defense in order to do damage to the health. We'll get to all that.
Is Kyle's all glittery on the back too, or do you have like a special limited edition in there, Chuck?
I think the robot's always
shiny.
Yeah, the robot's side's always shiny.
I was like, careful, make sure you play it on the mat. I don't want you to lose any value of that RC card you got.
I can actually. I was looking for RC. She's about $30.
Wow,
which
not
is
bad. Not a bad
dumb.
Find.
This game has only been around for a month, and there's already cards. It's like, yeah, that's a $6 card. That's a $30 card. I'm like,
nice.
No.
Well,
no.
Now's the time if you're going to move them. Now's the time to move them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Now they're just going to go down in value.
I'll play her.
You can say they're going to go up all you want.
I'll play her a few times and suck at it, and then I'll just make $30. Bucks. All right, so put your Dinobot down in his dinosaur mode, and how many stars is Slug?
Slug is, the first one is 5, and the next one is 4.
All right, you're more stars than me, so I'm going to go first, because I'm pretty sure you're going to whoop me.
Gonna say, I think Chuck's going down, man.
Yeah, I think so.
Dinobot Slug is the beast.
All right, so you've got your 7 cards, which will be your deck. Usually, you'll draw 1 card. This time, just draw, or usually draw 3 cards. This time, for the purposes of demo, just draw 1.
Okay.
You should notice on the card something in the corner. There's they call pips of either blue or orange color.
Mm-hmm.
That'll come into play when we attack each other.
Okay.
And the cards are the ones that are whiter are action cards. You can play 1 action a turn. Unless you play an action that says you can play more actions. And then there's other stuff that you can equip to guys, like armor and swords and whatnot. So I've got my 1 card, which says leap into battle. So I'm going to play it at the beginning of the game, or at the beginning of the turn, you can choose to transform one of your guys if you want to. Each of them has a different ability on them. RC says when you flip to this mode, repair 1 damage. My robot says she has Pierce, which I'll flip to that, and then I'll explain it to you. It says on the card, too, what Pierce does. Pierce does at least whatever the damage is. So she does at least 1 damage to your health. No matter what. No matter what's that?
You guys aren't playing for money or anything, right?
No.
I was going to say, Kyle, I think you're about to lose some bucks.
Right. So
I got
an action called Leap into Battle that says one of your characters gets +3. It's essentially Giant Growth.
Okay.
Magic the Gathering.
All right. Hell yeah.
So she's going to be a 4 attack for this turn and going to take a swing on Slug. What's his defense?
His defense is 3.
3? Okay. When you attack and defend, whenever combat happens, we each take 2 cards off the top of our deck.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever the card, the stuff on the side is, adds to what you've got here. So obviously, you're defending. You want to get blues when you flip these. I'm attacking. I want to get oranges.
Okay.
I flip 2. I got a nothing and an orange, which brings her up to a 5. So go ahead and flip 2 of yours.
So 2 of mine. I got 1 blue and I got 1 orange.
1 orange. So. Okay. So his, what is it, 4 defense?
So it's 4 and 4 right now.
4 and 4. Okay. She's a 3 and a 5, so I push through for 1 damage anyways. I don't even have to count on Pierce.
So I go down to 12?
Yep, exactly. You put those cards in your discard pile.
Yeah.
And then when you run out of cards, you shuffle your discard pile back in.
That's what I thought.
Which is nice. And now you get to attack.
All right.
Or do you get to... Do you want to transform Slug?
So I guess I will transform Slug. Let's see what he got. He's got a... attack of 6, a defense of 0, and...
Oh, he don't do nothing. He don't got no abilities.
Nope.
All right.
So I guess I'll attack.
Okay. So I'll flip my 2. You flip your 2.
Yeah.
I got nothing and nothing. So I got a defense of 1.
I got one each again. So it'll go to 7, and then it'll go to 1 for his toughness.
Okay. When you attack, you don't take any damage.
Okay.
You only take damage when you defend. So I've got a defense of 1. You've got an attack of 7.
Yep.
So I've taken 6 to my health, which puts her down to 4. She's going to get beat up.
$30 for that card on eBay, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
You might want to get that listing ready, Chuck.
I know. All right, let me draw my card. Ooh, all right. I got to upgrade a weapon. It's a grenade launcher. After the upgraded character attacks, scrap this card, but it gives them a +4. So she's starting at a 5 already.
Oh, jeez.
And she has Pierce equal to her attack, which means she now has a Pierce of 5, which means I'm automatically doing 5 damage, no matter what your defense is. So let's attack. I only got 1 card left, so I'm going to shuffle in.
I got 1 each again. So I got a...
1 and 2.
Defensive 1.
I got a defensive card, so that doesn't do me nothing. So my 5 will push through.
Sorry, I'm at...
You were at 12.
I was at 12, so now I'm at... was it 5?
Yeah.
5, so I'm at...
Come on, math.
I know.
Math.
So
7.
7, yeah.
Thanks, James.
No problem. And just for the record, that was not with the calculator. That was mental math.
Yeah. Yep. No, he's doing it right.
As dumb as I look. So here's a question while you guys are playing.
Yeah.
When you guys play a regular game, you're not demoing it. Can you have more than 1 Transformer out?
You're supposed to make a team of up to 25 dudes.
Okay.
So that'll give you...
So the 25 points or whatever, whatever you have.
That'll give you 2 up to, or sometimes 2 to 3 guys.
Okay.
Yeah. Typically it's 2, but you can squeak in some of the weaker guys to make sure you have a full team.
Gotcha. Then you decide which Transformer you want to attack on your opponent.
Yep.
But
you
for
decide,
purposes here, you guys just have the 1, so that's the only one that's attacking.
On the first turn when you attack, you can choose any of your opponent's cards. Every turn after that, when you attack, you have to you tap your guy to show that you use them.
Okay.
And
okay.
Every turn after that, you can only attack guys who are tapped.
Okay.
Up to the point where everybody's got tapped cards, and then everybody untaps all their cards, and the whole thing starts over.
I'll be honest, man, you guys are really tapping into my old. I used to be in the Magic the Gathering.
In the Magic the Gathering stuff, yeah.
Yeah, it was back before I realized if I wanted to meet a girl or whatever, I need to put some things on the shelf.
Sure.
That's before. Cause now there's chicks into it. Like if
right.
I was the age when I was playing Magic the Gathering, currently right now, I'd have no problem. I could have all my cool nerdy hobbies and still. Have no problem meeting them.
I was
going
to say
when I went to the
hobby store to pick these up, a girl rang me up. So,
dude, and some of the girls that are into this stuff are some of the hottest chicks I've met.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I'm like, wow.
Do some cosplay. You're like, all right.
Now I'm like going and buying Ralph Lauren polo shirts to try to impress the members of the opposite gender. And now I just got to go buy a couple decks of Transformers.
Go hang out at the card store for a couple minutes and see there'll be a cool girl looking for some D&D or some Vampire the Masquerade books.
That's what I did last Friday. After my 10-year reunion, I went to Gamers Gauntlet.
Picking up some chicks at Gamers Gauntlet.
And I went and played some Commander at the local game store. And first... I was paired up with a chick, and she completely destroyed us all. So,
I'm like, nice. Your number?
I already had her number.
Oh, okay. You sly dog, you.
All right, Kyle, I think you're going to... I got four health. I think you're going to wreck me on this turn.
So I got a...
What card do you have in your hand? You haven't played it at all?
It's
magic.
It's a lucky card. It's called Tough One. Flip one or more battle cards when defending. So,
let me see.
This one.
Oh, that's an armor. You could put it on your dude.
Oh.
Which means you would flip three cards when you were defending instead of just the one.
That's fair.
Or the two.
Do I keep it? I keep this one in my hand, right?
You can play it on your guy if you want to, but okay. I'm pretty sure you're going to win this turn.
Yeah, probably.
Because RC is real weak.
So we'll just do it now, I guess.
All right.
And then we'll attack.
Yep. I flip my two.
And then I get, all I got is a bunch of defense.
Yeah, I got one attack, which does me no good. So I've got a one defense. You've got how much attack?
Six.
Six? Yeah, that's it. I had four health. Pow! Dinobot Boom. Wreckage.
Yeah, for sure.
Right on there.
Insert random robot exploding.
Yep.
That's
exactly.
What I just did there. You don't have to do that when you edit this.
I hope you guys
I just gave you the sound effect.
I hope you guys could keep up because we went through it a little bit fast. I could see why the RC card is so valuable. As you can see in my second turn, like whatever you pump her attack up to is going through.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about defense whatsoever. It's just a matter of can you keep her alive?
Yeah.
To get those more
That's
than once.
Completely fair.
The game store I went to is like three packs for $11 because I think they're like four or five packs of it. So I have a spare pack here. I got to know what's in here.
Well,
open it, man.
I gotta know
Show
who
me
else
Optimus
I got.
Prime.
Yeah, because there's a
or Bumblebee.
There's a couple Optimus Primes there. Oh, Starscream.
Starscream, right. Man.
I'll take Starscream.
It's funny because I recognize these names, but I couldn't tell you what the robots look like.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember the names. I don't know if. From action figures or what?
So you build a deck that has a bunch of planes, and when he flips, into his actual form, he does some damage.
Yeah,
do
there's
a barrel roll.
Does a barrel roll.
The Autobots have a lot of trucks and cars, and the Decepticons have a lot of planes and tanks. So when it comes to deck building, you do a lot of like I'm going to build this deck around cars or around tanks or something
now,
like that.
Can you build Decepticons with Autobots?
You can, but it doesn't like
it's
there's a lot of
upon in the Transformer community.
You can, but there's a lot of cards that are like strictly for like all your Autobots do X or all your Decepticons do X.
Gotcha.
So you're
it'd be detrimental to your actual deck, to do that.
Yeah, it's possible, but not optimal.
Gotcha.
If you will. And there are different versions of Optimus Prime and Bumblebee and stuff like that. So you're not supposed to play like two Optimus Primes, but if you have like the rare Optimus and the common Optimus, you can have them both on the team.
They combine to make the ultimate Optimus
Prime. Right, exactly.
It sounds like a dish you'd get at like some barbecue restaurant.
Yeah.
I'll take the ultimate Optimus Prime.
I would
you know
totally
what's funny?
The
there's actually there's a restaurant in Troy called Ocean Prime.
What?
Yeah.
Let me guess. They sell you the prime cuts from the ocean.
Sure. absolutely.
What's the fresh fish of the day?
The prime cut of...
the bumblebee tuna?
Perfect! Yeah! There you go.
Yeah.
That was good. That was
good
smooth.
Thinking.
That was
all right.
Good, guys.
It was all right.
We can start our own little improv troupe here.
See? Right? Look at that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's essentially the Transformers game. I don't know. Do you want to try another real quick one?
Sure.
All right. Do you want to pick somebody? I'll let you have first pick. Do you want to keep Slug or do you want to try out Starscream?
Because I'm a Decepticon.
All right. Hold on a second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Making 10 cards?
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. I'll split up this, this booster I opened.
Okay.
So now we both have like 15 cards. Count your cards and make sure you got 15. I'm taking Slug if you're not taking him.
I have six.
Six? You have six total?
I have six.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4. Take those five. All right, shuffle them bad boys up, and we'll draw three just for the heck of it, because that's the way the game typically works.
All right,
I'll let you go first again, Kyle.
So do you guys always start out as what you're not? Like, you're not the Transformer, you start out as
You got to start out in disguise.
Gotcha.
Surprise!
Right. Surprise, I was a jet, but now I'm a big robot punching in the face.
So, we got three cards, so we can do...
You can play one upgrade, one action.
Okay, so we're gonna... We can do up to one action and what?
And one of the upgrades, which is like the armor or the weapons, or I think they're called utilities is the other thing that just do random things.
So I can attack with this side too, can I?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, you don't have
to attack with both sides.
Yeah, you don't have to transform them.
Sweet. We'll do leap into battle.
All right, what does that say?
It says one of my characters gets +3 attack until end of turn.
Oh, hey, that's the one I played.
Yep.
All right.
And then so I'm just going to attack here.
What does Starscream do? What is his ability?
So it says when you flip this mode, you do damage equal to an enemy equal to the number of planes you have.
Okay.
So.
All right.
So hence why.
So he's going to do an extra damage because you got a plane.
Yeah. So when I attack, do I flip him?
No.
Okay. So I'll just do 3 attack on use and then six.
Six? All right. Draw your 2.
I got 1. I got a white one too. So that doesn't do anything, right?
Well, here's the thing. If you draw a white one, you get to draw 2 extra cards.
Oh, my Lord. It's a card bonanza.
Oh, for during the combat?
During combat, yeah.
Okay.
So the white ones are kind of great.
All right, so I got another white one and another orange.
Yeah, you only get it once.
Okay,
You only get it once.
This seems kind of busted if it's goes like that. Oh. So it's 8 now.
You got 8, and I've got a defense of 4. So I'm taking 4, I'm down to 9.
There you go.
Oh, you didn't tell me Slug doesn't have no abilities.
Slug, you should remember. You even commented that he's got no abilities.
Slug, you're terrible.
Well, then he don't want to take the same.
He's just like a bruiser.
He is. All right. So let me see.
Take a punishment.
Now it's my turn. Let me see what I got here. I'm going to give him Slug a flamethrower and says bold 2. Flip 2 more battle cards when attacking. So now I flip 4 cards when I attack you. And I'm a whoop you with my Triceratops. Drawing 4. I got 3 defense and an attack, so I'm doing 4 damage.
All right. Well, I got a defense of 1, so I go down to 9.
Well, flip your 2.
Oh, 2
cards.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
See if you can add to it.
I got 3 and then 2 attack. So 3, and how much is this?
4. I'm doing 4
so
damage.
So 1 goes through.
So you're down to 12?
I'm down to 12.
Man, I'm losing. I'm losing hard. This is the Nerd Radio curse. Typically, when I demo any game, even with Jefferson, he whoops me, so... All right, your turn, buddy.
All righty. So, do I draw?
Yes.
Okay, draw 1, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And then when you're playing, do you have to announce to your opponent, like, what you have? Or are you guys just doing that for purposes of Nerd Radio? Like, what cards you
picked
up? Oh,
like when you
up?
Put a card down?
Yeah, so, like, the card you just picked up.
Right.
Does he have to be like, oh, I just got, you know.
No, you definitely don't tell people what's in your hand.
Okay. But when you guys are attacking and you flip those cards right on the mat so everybody sees
exactly
what you have. But
so
the
you
cards
can see
that you draw
if you got blues or oranges or whites
is a secret. Okay.
So yeah. I can choose to flip these, right?
Yeah, you can once a turn you can transform one of your dudes.
We'll flip him. He has bold 2, flip 2 more battle cards when attacking.
Oh, I had to play a weapon to get that.
And then so I'm going to do an action. It's gonna be photon bomb. So we're going to do 2 damage to each character.
Oh, crap.
So I'm going to go down to, I took 1 damage. So
right. So you're down
12,
to what, 10?
So, yeah.
You're down to 10.
I was down to 10.
I was at, what, 9? So, yeah, it's at 7. And I take it. And you haven't even attacked yet.
No, and then I'm going to attack. And
all right.
Then
let me flip 1. That's not going
to
help me at
I
all.
Have to flip.
And then shuffle stuff
then,
back up.
And then I flip 2 more.
All right, I got 1 blue.
And then, so I got an orange and another white one. So
you're trying to draw 2 more?
So this doesn't...
Well, you were supposed to draw 4, right?
And so,
or he draws 2 more. So yeah, you would draw 4.
So this is... Oh, yeah, so you flip 2, so another one.
Right.
So these are...
And if you flip the white, you get 2 more.
Okay. All right, so it's 6.
You're doing 6 to my 4.
Oh,
so I'll take 2.
You're barely hanging on there.
I know. Yeah, I'm down to 5. All right, let's see what else I can do here. I have another weapon. You can only play 1 weapon and 1 armor on your dudes at a time. So if you want to put a new weapon on them, you got to get rid of the old one.
Okay.
But I don't want to get rid of. Oh, I should probably draw 2. All right, I'm just going to attack you.
All right.
I got 3 orange. And I drew 2 blues, so I'm doing 3.
So I'm doing 3. So he's got a toughness of 2.
And what did you flip?
And then nothing.
Okay. So I'm punching one damage through.
Punching one damage, so I'm down to nine. Yeah.
Nine to my, what, five?
Slow and steady.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And then let's see here.
All
right,
bring it.
So we'll attack again. So we got to, let's just.
I only got two cards left in there. And they're both attacks. I could have used you guys last turn.
This card game seems pretty fun and pretty easy, actually, so.
Yeah, the mechanics of it aren't too convoluted.
And then we flip two. If they're white again.
If you get a white, you get to flip two more.
Okay, so that's four, so that's seven.
Seven to my three?
Yep.
You put me down to one.
Yep.
I think it's safe to say you're winning this game.
Probably.
Kyle's a Transformers master.
I'm going to concede right now because I'm pretty sure you're going to whoop me.
For sure.
So I'm still, what's the opposite of undefeated? I'm the opposite of undefeated on Nerd Radio when it comes to playing games on the air.
It's cool. Starscream's sweet, though.
Yeah.
I always liked Transformers. So.
Permanent defeat.
So, yeah, that's how the Transformers card game works. Thanks for coming in playing games in the cast.
I love it. I might have to pick some up.
Thanks for hanging out, James.
Yeah, no problem.
Checking it out.
I think I found a new feature in doing commentary on the Transformers card game.
There you go.
Hey,
absolutely.
Wizards of the West Coast, give me a call.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's Nerd Radio. If you've sat through that, then I appreciate you hanging out with us while we play a game. Hopefully you are interested in it. You can check it out online at wizards.com. They've got all the rules of it and stuff. And find it at your local card game store. Kyle, you're coming back, next week?
Well, next week we're going to play Richard Garfield's new unique deck game called Keyforge.
Yeah, so we'll check out this Keyforge game you were telling me about.
It's going to be completely awesome.
When I went to pick these up last night at the card game store, I asked them if they had any Keyforge. I just want to take a look at them. They're like, no, we're all sold out.
I was going to say, yeah, I was at Gamers, like I said, last Friday, and They weren't selling out, but they're like, you want to buy another deck? I'm like, no, three is fine, I think.
Three?
You already got $30 out of me. I'm good.
You're like, oh, so three? They are four?
They are 10 apiece.
They are 10 apiece, right. And then if you want the starter deck, which Fantasy Flight Games did not make a lot of.
Yeah.
So they,
what's the difference between
So the starter kit comes with like all the tokens for the Ember and the key tokens and stuff.
Okay.
And then it comes with four decks. Two are randomized, and then two are like pre-built. This is what you get.
Okay.
Like each deck comes with these.
So like two demo decks, essentially.
Yeah,
like
two demo decks and then two random ones that to get
what,
you started.
What does the starter cost?
Like 40? $40.
Yeah, okay.
So relatively fair, but
all
it comes
right,
with
so
a lot of stuff in it.
Look forward to that. Kyle, I always tell people, or we always end the segment, where can people find you on Twitch, man?
Twitch.tv/Acolyte. That's AKILYTE.
Absolutely. And James, you stream on Twitch sometimes?
Oh, absolutely. Twitch.tv/WhoTheFIsJC.
Yep. I stream on Twitch, but I don't stream enough to actually give you my Twitch because it's like once a month. So.
Come on, man. Get on it.
I don't. Whatever.
Everybody's got their own avenue, right?
Right, exactly. But thank you guys for tuning into a little bit of Nerd Radio this week, and we will come back to you next week.
I'm in a difficult situation here. I mean, after all, you're nerds.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
Have a great weekend!
Golden Radio.
I know!
See you later, nerds.
Hey, we're out!
Goodbye to the people, Jeff.
Goodbye to the people, Jefferson.
I did it.
I didn't even have to prompt you this time.
Yeah, that'll be the last time I do it, though.
Okay, fair.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.